This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Happened. So the guy paid more in taxes last year than Amazon did with $10 billion in profit. So yeah, the economy's booming for a whole lot of folks, but for a whole lot of folks, they're not getting a lot better because of what the Trump tax cuts and what President Trump has done.
Saudi Arabia does not want war, but will not hesitate to defend itself against Iran. That, according to a top Saudi diplomat today, after the kingdom's energy sector was targeted this past week amid heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf. A senior Iranian military commander was similarly quoted as saying his country is not looking for war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Best over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney defends President Trump's China trade war tariffs today on CNN's State of the Union, saying it's a necessary sacrifice.
The cost of tariffs is borne by the American public. I mean, we're the ones that pay the tariffs. The Chinese don't write checks to the American Treasury. Instead, as we buy products, we're paying for the cost of the tariff. That's real. But it's a sacrifice, I think, which is essential to keep China from continuing to kill our jobs and employ people.
The Trump administration has apparently backed off a plan to send illegal migrants in federal custody from El Paso to Broward and Palm Beach counties in Florida. Broward County Mayor Mark Bogan on CNN.
Without resources, you're asking that you're going to create a tent city. And that's when I made my off-the-cuff comment that if the administration wants to create a tent city, then let's get a bus and bring them over to his hotel. That was kind of an off-the-cuff comment. But, you know, let the president open up his heart and home, as well as if he's asking us to open our heart. Home.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple.
That.
And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's
now, there is a major development happening right now.
To learn
right
how you
now.
Can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com.
About... A month ago, and then a few days ago they launched it.
It was in Augusta, Georgia, where he said
they started doing
Trump
DNA testing at the border when it came to people trying to come in seeking asylum with children.
And at a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, Pete Buttigieg said of constitutional reform.
I think we can look at constitutional reforms to do things like end Citizens United and take money out of politics.
And former VP Joe Biden told a rally in Philadelphia he's offering Americans what he calls a different path in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he won't comply with the House Ways and Means Committee subpoena for President Trump's tax returns. Democratic Virginia Congressman Don Beyer on CNN.
It's sad. It's frustrating. It clearly is part of this complete disregard of the rule of law. And it's too bad we have to go to court And I just hope and pray that President Trump and his administration won't ignore court orders, because that flagrant contempt for the rule of law is a very bad thing for our democracy.
Mnuchin said the committee's request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. Although War of Will won the 144th Preakness Stakes yesterday, it was Bodie Express who grabbed much of the attention, running nearly the entire race after bucking off the jockey when the doors opened. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
But for the left, whether the country benefits is not the point. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, herself a symbol of America's failed immigration system, if there ever was one, someone who hates this country, coming here at public expense, spent yesterday demanding the abolition of ICE, the decriminalization of illegal immigration itself, and an end to all deportation programs. She demands open borders, the unlimited arrival of anyone who wants to come to America, whether they have anything to contribute or not. And by the way, you get to pay for it.
Than any way it has been brought up so far. First of all,
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Daily Mail.
Rod
Ilhan Omar, who came here more than two decades
ago
illegally, she admits she married
nearly all
her
abortions,
brother
including those rape and incest,
and then married others illegally.
25-6 vote makes it the most restrictive anti-abortion measure
joke.
Passed since pro-life campaigners were defeated in the landmark Roe v. Wade case in 1970.
Sex slave state, the worst
it
country in the world on average.
Emotionally,
you'll be kidnapped within five
divisive.
Minutes if you're white. Or you're Christian, or you're Jewish, you'll be dead in an hour. And she came here as a, quote, refugee.
The people
in
the United States.
And all she does is give speeches about how
being ill-served by the political process.
Now, we shouldn't have any borders and no vetting at all. She really is cancer.
When you talk about political science and the political use of
this country so
various
bad.
Issues. I said this
she came out
when this all came
today,
up earlier this
said,
week. I was talking about how this was just another
Somalia.
Way to divide all
she
of
said,
us
America
in the United
racist,
States.
It is bad. It's not open.
Divide and conquer.
She said, I'm moving to Somalia.
And that is exactly what's
Buddhist
happening here.
Or Hindu or Christian
problem
or Jewish
is not being solved.
Or gay.
In fact,
you can move there in peace.
Not only is it not
your
being solved by the left, but it's also not being solved by the right.
They finance anchor babies there. They have great airports, great high-rises,
let me explain.
Great health care, great education.
This Alabama
and
bill.
It's all going to be free. So she said, since Somalia has a civilization.
Absolutely and completely.
And America sucks so bad.
A
she
political
has officially announced
exercise.
That she's moving back to Somalia. Her
this bill may indeed be a law of the land in Alabama
cloud
for
nine,
about 20
Omar.
Minutes.
So I'm so
going to
excited
be in the federal courts.
For Ilhan Omar. This
there's
is so
going to
good,
be,
sweetheart.
There's going to be
you
a,
came to the West
when
women were in power.
In its execution.
You came to the West with all the technology. You
it's
came
not
to
actually
the West
going
with this
to
bleeding heart
ever see the light of day from
and
a standpoint of
sucked.
Practical application.
And you hated it. And it was bad. And Venezuela was good.
So why do it?
And Somalia was good.
Well,
we were
the
bad.
Reason you do it.
And finally.
Is because those people
somebody
that are
says
theoretically
America
on the
sucks.
Right.
Didn't just stay here and bitch
are
about
refusing
it. She announced today
to put something reasonable
that she
out
is
there
back next
that could
month
possibly
to Somalia.
Be seriously
take
considered.
A bunch of Somali refugees,
why?
80%+ that are still on welfare
because they
that
don't
sit around and bitch and complain about America all day in Minnesota
the problem.
With her. I want to praise her integrity.
The political issue.
And the fact that she's
all this does is intensify the political issue.
Ilhan Omar,
does is distract us.
You did what no leftist hater ever did.
From those things that we need to be paying attention to, regarding, say, for example, the president's stellar record as the president.
Like I'm a cancer.
That's just one thing.
No, I hate you, and I'm leaving.
We have been manipulated by the press.
You hate this country.
Every step.
A lot of folks that weren't born here love this country.
Administration.
I get it. You're putting
one
your money
thing
your
after
mouth
another after another after another,
records
and now we're at the good old
world. She's not
we've gone through
folks.
Race and
joke.
We've gone through war and
she's
we've gone
stay
through
right here.
The president is a crook
us.
And now he's a con man
and bad we
so
are.
And so forth.
And
now we're
Carlos
here.
Is right.
Here at this
Ilhan Omar
tried and
is
true,
the poster
never
child
fail
of everything failed with this open border system with leftists bringing people here to induct them into America-hating garbage. So spread the article and spread this video.
To the bill's many supporters, this legislation.
People see the truth of what's happening. And Linda Sorcerer is into cutting girls' genitals off and loves Sharia law and tells Iranian women, don't take your hijabs off. Good, go back to the Middle East, lady. Take you and Ilhan that have this inferiority complex and hate the West and go from us forever. And go build your utopia. But no one wants to get into countries you run. Everyone's fighting for their lives. To get away from your authoritarianism, your arrogance, and your corruption. So here is Tucker Carlson's excellent report breaking this down. More reports at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But go out and ask Ilhan, if America sucks so bad, take your little peanut head and your chicken neck and all your authoritarianism and go back to Somalia where women are sold into sex slavery. I'm sorry that's happening, but go back and praise your superior culture that's so closed. Go back. Don't try to turn us into you. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. This week, the Trump administration revealed its proposal to overhaul America's immigration system. The proposal would not by itself build the often promised wall on our southern border, nor would it cut current levels of immigration, despite the fact that most Americans would like to see that happen. The one big thing the administration's proposal would do is give priority to immigrants who might actually help America, skilled workers with English proficiency. It's hard to see an argument against a system like that. There isn't really an argument against that system. For years, Democrats have argued that immigrants make vital additions to our economy. They're smarter than we are. They're harder working. They do better in school. They found more companies. Well, the president has decided to take Democrats at their word. He says he wants all of those good things that immigrants bring. Watch.
We want immigrants coming in. We cherish the open door that we want to create for our country. But a big proportion of those immigrants must come in through merit and skill.
Well, much of the world would move here if they could, hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. So why wouldn't we pick the absolute best? Immigrants with skills and English would fit in better here. Their kids would do better in school. They'd be more likely to contribute to social programs instead of draining them. So are Democrats rejoicing in this change? Of course not. They're outraged. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke for the party when she declared that really merit is a bad word because everybody has merit.
I want to just say something about the word that they use, merit. It is really a condescending word. Are they saying family is without merit? Are they saying most of the people who have ever come to the United States in the history of our country are without merit because they don't have an engineering degree? Certainly, we want to attract the best in our to our country, and that includes many people from many parts of society.
What a shame we can't staff the Democratic caucus in the Congress using the same criteria the speaker would like to fill our country. We want to attract the best from many parts of the world, she says. But of course, by that, Pelosi doesn't mean what she says. She means just the opposite. Because what exactly is best about immigrants who have criminal records or middle school educations or no ability to hold a job? The answer is there's nothing best about that. Immigrants like that might be nice people, but they're much more likely to burden the United States than to benefit, at least economically. Harvard doesn't admit students who can't speak English. It says so right on their website. So why should our country? The left doesn't want to answer questions like that or even have the conversation. Shut up, racist! Instead, they just declare that the current system is great. No evidence necessary. Watch this former Obama official make her fact-free case on MSNBC yesterday.
What's less obvious is that medium and even the least skilled immigrants also contribute to the U.S. economy. They come in and they do different things from natives, and they allow everyone to specialize more in what they're doing best. It's that contribution of the unskilled immigrants that I think people overlook when they really push the so-called merit-based, or the, as right. it's called in other countries, the point system.
Uh-huh. So what Professor Hunt and so many on the left, including the Speaker of the House, are arguing for is a feudal system where foreign-born worker bees toil to support a smug and pampered managerial class of which they, of course, are part. There's no other explanation for our current policies. We don't need more low-skilled workers in the United States. We have plenty of low-skilled workers. Their unemployment rate is higher than the national average. Their wage growth has been abysmal for decades, generations. So how do those workers benefit from having more competition? Of course, they don't. How does the country benefit by having more low-skilled workers when technological changes may soon render millions of them permanently jobless? The answer, of course, is that we won't benefit. But for the left, whether the country benefits is not the point. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, herself a symbol of America's failed immigration system, if there ever was one, someone who hates this country, coming here at public expense, spent yesterday demanding the abolition of ICE, the decriminalization of illegal immigration itself.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. means, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code, MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. And I wonder if we can even properly grasp the history that we're living right now. And I just think about all the censorship that we're enduring here. Not just at InfoWars, but in America. It seems every day somebody new is being taken down. And for what? Hate speech? Causing violence? No. Well, if that were true, I think we know where the censorship would be happening. And now they're coming after you if you just want to do comedy and satire. Oh, because, you see, that's real effective in the culture war. And, you know, I was actually thinking about this, and it's great that we're having Sofon, who was recently banned, they say, for hate-based videos. And it's just a 14-year-old that does satire. But you see, if it's funny and it's not directed in a liberal agenda, then it's hate speech. But I was actually thinking about this earlier. There will be a time in the future where the current leftist mindset will be a new form of satire and a running joke that will be ongoing. And they just don't see it yet. But I see it now. Especially if they start banning people like Soph. It's going to create now a drive for people to want that type of humor and then recreate that type of humor. So, thank you. Thank you, Left. You're memeing yourself in real time, and you're giving us an entire future of sarcasm. But, folks, with the censorship we're enduring here, you know we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm not even going to be able to get to this video. I'm going to have to pitch to it in the next segment. But it's just because we can talk about how great all the products are. And they are, and you can read the reviews. And, of course, we have to sell great products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're attacking us every day. If we don't sell a perfect product, they'll write a story about it saying it's the worst thing ever. So then they try to test it, and they're like, wow, these are actually good products. That kind of backfired. I guess maybe we should not publish a story. Well, let's publish it anyway. So then they do like, they have like these weird, like pasty, twig-like creatures that have never, I guess, stirred a milkshake or a protein shake before in their life, and they dump it in, and then they just drink it, and they're like, bone broth's good. And it's like, no, you didn't even stir it or anything. There's the guy right there. But it's like, I mean, literally, you are the sponsor of InfoWars. when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. So we just make it easy on you by giving you the great products like the Ultimate Bone Broth that's 50% off, the brand new Ultra 12, it's the brand new B12 formula. The Secret 12 was already one of the top sellers, top rated products, and we just reinvented that and then made it Ultra 12. And we're giving to you a 50% discount right there on the Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. The Survival Shield X2 is back. One of the best products, if not the best, as far as the ratings are concerned, at InfoWarsStore.com. And with a purchase of X2, you can get a free bottle of X3 as well. I mean, that's just what we do here. We created X3, which is a great product, to replace X2, which we didn't think we would be able to manufacture anymore. And then there was just the increased demand for X2, and we still had a bunch of the X3, but the demand was for the X2, so we basically just marketed ourselves out of selling the X3, so now we're just giving it to you for free. We just ask that you purchase a bottle of X2. And you get the bottle of X3. And we appreciate your sponsorship and shopping with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com. You know those water filters that that certain people tell you not to buy from us because I guess they want you to drink the poisoned water. I guess they want you to drink those glyphosates. I guess they want you to drink that runoff. But actually, I'm starting to see now some of these leftist activists that are getting sick of the politics are now kind of looking at the stuff in the water, for real. So that may kind of come full circle. But that's just stuff that InfoWars has always been doing. We're not left or right. We're just truth, reality, common sense, logic, and reasoning. And that's why they want to shut down. And so when you shop with us at InfoWarsStore.com, you literally keep us on air, folks. And it's beyond that. It's just like Alex is trying to build a ship just to compete against the enemy. And so you're building it at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Now, this report that I'm going to air in the next segment is so key. Well, we'll do that later. You had the Tommy Robinson event where a bunch of, I don't even know what the heck this, it's so out of control. How you have Muslims, I guess, inciting, what do you call it? Is it civil war? Is it an invasion? I mean, I don't even know what you call this. Is it a religious caliphate? Is it all the above? Muslim Defense League throws bricks at Tommy Robinson and supporters. They're throwing eggs and bricks and cursing and getting violent. And, oh, yeah, ew, no, nothing to see here. I mean, clown world, man. Total clown world. So we've got that video. Again, but the report that I'm going to air in the next segment is just so key. We've got two of them that we need to air with the investigations going on into the Obama administration committing treason. Ooh. You know, I kind of... I actually had a weird dream the other night. And I'll be honest, most of my dreams are not very pleasant. But I had a pleasant dream the other night that Trump had a raised platform on the White House grounds, and he had a podium over here, and there's a big raised platform with a box on it, and there was a cover over the box, and they removed the sheet, and it was Obama and Hillary and Holder and Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Lynch all in that cage, and Trump was just standing there like, here you go. So it's not like, I mean, we're not as archaic as we used to be, you know, put their heads on a pike or hang them from the nearest highest tree in the middle of the town square. You know, we just roll them out in a big prison cell for the public to see. And the president's like, see, I got the traitorous bastards. I got the treasonous bastards. That's why we elected him right there. Hope it happens.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, on any given day, you could pick one of 5 to 10 issues as the biggest issue right now. I mean, go down the list. The attack on the First Amendment, the attack on the Second Amendment, the open treason and politicization, really beyond that, of our intelligence agencies. the wide open borders that are leading to death and disease in this country and poverty and economic distress. There's others. I can't even name it. How they sit here and they talk about global warming killing the earth, but they never mention the geoengineering, the cloud seeding, the chemtrails. They just act like it doesn't exist. So, oh, and by the way, we have a presidential election coming up in about 16 or so months. So there you go. So, yeah. So, by the way, they're teaching your kids about drag queen, transsexual story time. So that's all going on. So, I mean, just depending on any given day, what's the biggest story? I mean, there's a bombshell report that just came out. This should honestly, Trump should have gone, Trump should honestly just go live. It's kind of a joke. They just found out, folks, they're running a pilot test, and this is, it's just in Texas. 30%, so almost a third, DNA tests reveal 30% of suspected fraudulent migrant families were unrelated. So yeah, just as we suspected, people are using children to get into this country. So maybe we'll have more on that later, but I've got to air these reports because they're just so bombshell. And again, it's just so important to get to. And again, to the Democrats that love using the kids, they don't use the kids as a political barrier when it comes to abortion. They don't use the kids as a political barrier when it comes to the open borders. And it's like, I hate doing that whole Democrat-Republican because I'm not a Republican. But it's just like the Democrats are just dirtbag from the top to the bottom now. Wow. But I think some of them are going to jail, at least if there's any justice left in this world. So here is the latest report from John Bowne, full report at Infowars.com, treasonous investigators investigated.
Mr. Brennan has become a bit of a nutcase. You can watch him on television. He is insistent. He's belligerent. He really acts like a very guilty man, insisting, protesting a bit too much.
Hey, Alex Jones is still on the air 6 days a week at Infowars.com. Free video streams are available at Infowars.com/show. Spread those links and be a part of the Second American Revolution against global tyranny. You are all Paul Revere. The finger pointing amongst the deep state coup minions is taking on feverish proportions. Former FBI Director Jim Comey, former CIA Director John Brennan, and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper are fumbling with a hot potato of treason not seen in the United States history since the likes of Benedict Arnold. According to sources familiar with the records pertaining to the internal deep state collusion to create an insurance policy to take down newly elected President Trump, indicate that then FBI Director James Comey, according to a late 2016 email chain, told Bureau subordinates that then CIA Director John Brennan insisted the Steele Hillary Clinton dossier be included in the intelligence community assessment on Russian interference.
I do believe it's important that there be an understanding about just how strongly predicated that investigation was. I was there in the summer of 16, and it was very well predicated. To launch this counterintelligence investigation about what the Russians were doing to interfere in our election, and who among American citizens might have been working with them.
There was no proper predicate. There were no facts to sustain a counterintelligence investigation, and the facts that did exist were made up by the U.S. intelligence community, fed to the FBI through foreign sources, and then used to obtain FISA warrants.
Another massive eye-opener just around the bend is the mounting evidence on former CIA director and self-proclaimed communist John Brennan's involvement with moving the Steele Clinton dossier through corrupt channels in Washington, D.C. to attain illegal FISA warrants.
First of all, Mr. Brennan is the primogenitor of this entire plot. All of this started with him insisting that there be an investigation by the FBI into Mr. Trump and his campaign, with no evidence whatsoever. He enlisted the services of foreign intelligence services to assist in planting evidence that would find its way to the FBI and eventually into applications for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act electronic warrants. Mr. Brennan has become a bit of a nutcase. You can watch him on television. He is insistent. He's belligerent. He really acts like a very guilty man, insisting, protesting a bit too much.
Is this president letting our country down?
Well, I think the president has shown a lack of understanding of international affairs, as well as a real ignorance of what it takes to be president of the United States. As mean-spirited, he is dishonest. He has shown a lack of integrity. And he has continued to, I think, demean the office of the presidency.
This type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots, I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
Does CIA spy? Yes. Do we spy against our foreign adversaries? Yes. Do we spy against domestic individuals? No, we do not.
They spied on the Trump campaign. They spied on Carter Page. They spied on Papadopoulos. They spied on Sam Clovis. They were spying all over the place, weaponizing the powerful tools of intelligence. By the way, didn't Brennan seem awfully defensive for someone who has done nothing wrong?
Was discovered in the last week, some very fine reporting by John Solomon of The Hill, that made a major memorandum concerning Christopher Steele had been hidden by the FBI from the Inspector General. That memorandum was written by a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State who said, after meeting with her staff, with Christopher Steele, who came in to see them, that he was basically a liar, unreliable, that he had a bias against the president and his campaign, that he wanted to hurt the president, that he helped Hillary Clinton, and that he wanted to get this information out before the election. This woman, the deputy assistant secretary, her name was Kavalek, wrote a memo to the FBI and sent it to them immediately within 24 hours. The FBI, we now know, received it and did nothing about it.
So even with all of the silencing of truth-seeking journalists and an ongoing violation of the premier law of the land, the Democrats still can't avoid the very serious investigation now in the very capable hands of John H. Durham, the United States Attorney in Connecticut, who as a special prosecutor has investigated alleged wrongdoing among national security officials, which included the FBI's ties to the Boston Mafia. And with this mounting nightmare for the Democrats, the pushback will be monumental. John Bowne reporting.
Now, this is what's really going to be exposed, but they'll never really be justice done, how they used Russia as the biggest excuse ever. I mean, that was the big justification. They're illegally spying, well, on everybody, but they targeted Donald Trump and his campaign totally illegally. They're caught red-handed, and Russia was their big... Oh, we're just protecting the country from Russia. We're just protecting from Russia. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. But, you know, it's funny because Brennan said something pretty revealing in that MSNBC clip about Trump not knowing how international affairs work. Well, what he's saying is that we've been corrupting international affairs for like 100 years, and Trump is trying to do it clean, and that's unacceptable. John Brennan, you bastard, you belong in jail, and you know it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so 1776 is happening worldwide for nationalism and non-regressive progressivism. And Tommy Robinson and the Tommy Robinson story is one microcosm, though it is a rather large one, of that exactly. And so Tommy Robinson has announced he's going to be running for office, and there was a rally for his supporters, hashtag Vote Tommy campaign rally in Oldham, and let's just go to some of this audio real quick, and then I'll break down some of the B-roll.
People ready to attack me. On Saturday, I visited a working class estate in Oldham. Just like for the last 3 weeks, I've travelled the northwest visiting different working class estates. Each one of my events have been peaceful, family events where people have brought their children, so an opportunity for me to speak to my future constituents. The difference for Oldham was, for the past week, a Muslim organisation on Facebook has literally been inciting attacks against me and organising and planning attacks against me in Oldham, telling people to come and throw milkshakes at me. But not just milkshakes, anything they want.
So before getting to my political rally, I decided to take a walk through Oldham Town Centre. I had some interesting debates with members of the public.
I'm from Afghanistan, and I appreciate what you do for your people. And I like what you do for your people.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah?
Thank you.
I know, some people are doing in this country. They shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean,
bro. We come to this country, we should respect their law, we should respect their traditions, and we should respect their culture.
Thank you, bro.
Any?
Fair play.
Hey,
respect, man.
Thank
respect.
You,
respect. Okay. Respect, bro.
Good man.
Respect, man.
Little did I know that loads of masked thugs were on their way to attack my family-friendly event.
The biggest shock from what happened on Saturday, what you're going to witness, is that hundreds of Muslims wearing balaclavas, intent on violence, were marched and escorted for miles by Greater Manchester Police. They were marched to our campaign event. Our campaign event, miles away from any Muslim community. They were marched there, intent on violence, and they come armed with bricks, and they attacked a family event with women and children present.
Now you can see the men coming there with their faces covered. Clearly, you know.
Time to show Tommy what time it is, guys.
And the police are escorting them. Wow.
You guys, make sure you go and show some support to the locals, yeah? Go and join the Muslim Defense League page if you're on it.
So now they begin chanting, again, faces covered, with a police escort to Tommy Robinson's family-friendly peaceful rally.
Halifax Pakistanis repping in Oldham.
And they've come from Halifax. Halifax Pakistanis. Halifax isn't even in the northwest. This is premeditated. Gangs of young men, young Muslim men, armed and wearing balaclavas, intent on attacking a political campaign. Not just intent on attacking it, but aided and abetted and supported and directed there by the local police.
Tommy. Where are you, man? Where are you? Where are you? If we're not here, 10 minutes, run back into the area, logically. Yeah, where are they all, man?
So, again, you're just seeing the Muslim group here chanting as they're marching to Tommy's rally with a police escort.
No one pisses our religion. Tommy, you piece of... We're here. Come on. You crying on Twitter and everything, you little bitch.
Yeah.
Really, these are all just young, military-aged men that are just all hopped up in some gang culture warfare. And so now you can see the police are standing there as they're throwing bricks into this event. This is shocking stuff.
Young Muslims trying to fight.
There's children in there.
Come on, Zackers. Or Simon Tommy. They'll say the police are obviously quite willing.
All right, just leave the B-roll running here. Just leave the B-roll running now. Again, now the police are trying to separate the two. This is incredible. Now, I have a pretty calm demeanor today, so I think I could actually pull this off. But again, let me give you the commentary about what's going on here. A group of Muslims, all military-aged men, clearly hopped up on a gang tribalistic culture warfare here, flashing symbols and all this stuff like a bunch of thugs, all military-aged men. They get I can't even believe this. A police escort. They're not from this area of town. And they get a police escort to show up at a political event and get violent. And they start lobbing bricks and other projectiles into the crowd of families that are just at a peaceful political rally in their hometown. And the police are standing idly by as bricks and other deadly weapons are heaved into a crowd of families. Now, let's go back to the audio from this video from votetommy.co.uk.
They're waiting for you there. Come. Throw your window up, and then cover their faces in case bricks come through. Cover their faces.
This is unbelievable.
Bricks and bottles.
Yeah, so they're asking, can we ask you just to come out and wait for the time being, like, can we calm it down?
I know it's not you personally,
but with a conscience.
Hold on, so you've got officers under attack by who?
I can't even believe it. You know, just pull the audio back down, keep the B-roll running. You know, one of our roles here at InfoWars is to say and do the things that nobody else has the courage to do and say, and then be that leading edge and be that dark knight and take all the arrows. And so I'm not happy with what I'm about to say. In fact, I'm disappointed in what I have to say, but we have to say it. Britain is lost. Britain has been conquered by Islam and then also by the radical leftist clown world, which also will not be able to coexist with one another. But so basically you have three options right now if you're in the UK. And that's either let Islam take over your culture, continue the political trend of the radical left to clown world your culture. The prior two cannot coexist. Or people that actually want European culture and British culture to exist in the UK are literally going to have to start fighting a hot war. Now, I don't take pride in saying that. I'm not happy that I had to say that. I'm disappointed in myself that I had to say that. And I know that the enemies of this broadcast are going to take that quote and probably publish it and say I'm calling for violence. No, I'm not. I don't want any violence. I want all peace. I'm a very peaceful person. In fact, I'm just telling it like it is. And England is dead. Unless they want to fight for it. And I've seen the videos. I know the Tommy Robinson story, but after seeing all that and then seeing this still go on, and you can tell, I mean, don't get me wrong. I respect and admire Tommy Robinson. The man is a bulldog. But you can tell they've castrated him. And so a part of me is seeing that and actually seeing how he's more powerful now, that he has that approach to things. But, I mean, it just shows how they've just been totally defeated. And they get to be overrun by a bunch of Islamic thugs that are just trained in some tribalistic gang culture war to go in and take over the West, and that's what this is. So, I see that, and I say, boy, I don't want to see that in the United States of America. I don't, because, hey, guess what? They'll march up with a group of Muslims to Pete Buttigieg's political rally and start throwing bricks next. So the Democrats, you might want to wake up too.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.